Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us. We've been talking in just a second to Mayor D.C. Rees. First, I want to let you know that this interview is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose the team with legacy Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. So the biggest, hottest question in Pensacola right now that I'm aware of is, where is this concert going to happen? Because it was going to be at Wahoo's, and then it was going to be at the beach, and then it's going to be at the Hunter Amphitheater. And I heard somebody say that it was going to be at the Surfboard, and then it's going to be at the Bayview Cross, and then it's going to be at the, you know, the they're going to just do it at Baptist. I mean, not any of that. But, okay, where is it actually going to happen, assuming that it happens next Wednesday?
Well, all of those scenarios aren't wildly inaccurate, considering that's pretty much been our lives the last 48 hours, is following along that same path you just described. But we have confirmation as of yesterday. The concert will take place at Hunter Amphitheater behind Maritime Park.
Okay.
So the amphitheater to the south. We don't have set times yet. Today we will get a lot of confirmation around timeline. Because remember, what we're really doing here is you have a show that's going to have 6.5-ish million people watching it, a great 4-minute infomercial in Pensacola. And that's why this matters. You know, there's some people maybe who don't watch the show, or like, hey, why is this such a big deal? Why is the city spending time on it? Why is the mayor? Well, because a 4-minute infomercial about the city of Pensacola in primetime on ABC, I don't know how many millions of dollars that would cost.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it's a pretty important thing to make sure that we have our best foot forward and that we put on this great homecoming thing, not only for Kela, but for the citizens to be able to enjoy it. So it's, you know, it's definitely a big deal. And it will be at the amphitheater. It will be the evening of Wednesday, May 6th. It'll be somewhere in the 6 to 7 p.m. time frame. We're going to confirm that. And then there'll also be a welcoming parade that will actually be on South Palafox Street. So think where New World Landing used to be, basically from Cedar going south towards Plaza de Luna, not all the way down there.
Okay.
But there'll be like a little mini parade there with bands and second line and things like that. That will happen. That will take place in the mid-afternoon before the show.
Fine.
So
okay.
At least mentally, you can kind of be planning on a mid-afternoon into the evening. Tickets will be free. We'll have details on how you will be able to get those. If the amphitheater tickets fill up, then there will be overflow opportunity into the stadium to watch on the big Jumbotron. You'll still be able to hear it loud and clear. Or if you want to be able to sit, because if you're in the amphitheater, you're going to be standing more than likely. So working through all those details, and we should have something. The goal with the entire team, the Wahoos, the city, American Idol, is to have something pretty firmed up to announce tomorrow, with maybe the hopefully making tickets available on Friday.
I two questions. One is, if it could overflow into Wahoos, why wouldn't it just be at Wahoos? And then the second question is, I know the beach obviously was under strong consideration. The visuals, like you talk about for being an ad for Pensacola, you know, don't get me wrong, Maritime Park and the amphitheater are great, but you know, beach ball in the background behind the, you know, the pavilion there has an extra appeal. I get the downside of parking and traffic and the cost of the bridge and all that kind of stuff, but can you maybe explain some of why we sure. landed there instead of somewhere else?
Well, I mean, first of all, the thing is, I mean, this is a homecoming concert, and certainly, you know, Kela and her family and her friends come from the city of Pensacola. And I think it was important in representation of the people of Pensacola. And I know it's important to Kela and her family to have it where she's from. She played sports at SYSA. That's where her, you know, where she grew up, where she and so truly having it in a city where it's a little more accessible to friends and family and residents than the beach is. But no fear. Certainly, American Idol is going to be taping here all day. I can guarantee you. I don't know their schedule. I'm certain they're going to be going out to the beach. I believe they may even be staying out at the beach, the American Idol crew. So you can have it all. You can really have footage both ways.
And that was my thought, too, is I thought particularly for her friends and family and the community that's going to want to go, you know, no offense to the beach, but she's not from the beach. You know, she's from the city. And so,
right.
You know, let's have it. But
right.
Okay. But,
exactly.
but Wahoo's, why not in Wahoo's instead of outside and overflow into?
Yeah, great question. Obviously, that's where we started. But the limitation was there just turns out that there's a school district baseball game, the one the year that they do, that's Wednesday at 11 a.m., which is awesome. 1,800 kids. I'm sure Keela and Drew are going to be able to have some interaction at that game. The Blue Angels are flying over. So it's almost like, I mean, perfect in that sense. But you would have had to flip the field. It would have been a significant expense to have a stage drug in there in 3 or 4 hours, 40 or 50 crew. And then you have some limitations on who can be on the infield, where you put people, things like that. So the Wahoos have been awesome, have been at every turn. Responding and willing to help in any way possible. It just wasn't feasible. We would have had to basically put money down yesterday, whether this thing happens or not. So there just were some limitations, but considering the significant expense of turning the field.
That all makes perfect sense. Plus, bury the lead. Blue Angels are going to fly over the baseball event. That's cool. Last thing on this subject, if she doesn't make top three, and we have every expectation that she will, but if she doesn't, you said yesterday emphatically that we will find a way to honor her because nobody from Pensacola has ever even cracked top five in this competition. So there's still going to be something. It just may not be this thing. Is that right?
Exactly. That's correct. Because we really won't know what her schedule is. I mean, a lot of times, many of these contestants that would not be in would go back for the finale. And so, I mean, her schedule would be completely different. But absolutely, bottom line is we will do something for Keela and her family and the community. We probably just won't do it on this enhanced timeline, I will call it, to be able to get it done. So if we may just kick this back a few weeks and get with her and her schedule and see what makes sense.
Mr. Mayor, a lot of stuff that we want to get to with you, but one thing that I have been asked, and you talked about it yesterday. First of all, the cardboard recycling or the recycling at Summit is going to go away. May 4th, Star Wars Day is the last day. May 5th, it's going to be on Leonard Street. That's going to save us a ton of money for all kinds of reasons because basically all you're doing now is collecting trash. People deposit for free there. It's not recyclable, really. But yard waste, you guys have, I mean, it's hard to keep up with yard waste, but I've had people telling me that they're more than a couple of weeks behind, days behind. Is this a citywide problem? Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a couple converging things. Number one, I mean, certainly our job is to get there as quick as we can and pick it up as quick as we can. And I can tell you we are doing it as quick as we can, but it's not up to satisfaction, which I certainly understand and apologize to our residents for. But the bottom line is everybody cuts their yard and their limbs right around the same time each year. and when you're operating a business that needs to be functional both financially and operationally, you can't just keep full-time people on all year round for this one month. So you have to kind of adapt, right, and do the best that you can. So, for example, I mentioned yesterday, we have an extra temp crew that's taking a temp truck ultimately, or a truck that's usually not on the line that's going around your neighborhoods right now. We obviously, sanitation, you want to have as many jobs filled and retained as possible. That is one of our departments that obviously keeping in the folks is not the easiest. So if you know anybody that looking for a high quality job in the city of Pensacola, that certainly would be helpful. But we're about 6 business days behind because, you know, when things go wrong, sometimes the numbers can, anecdotally increase.
Yeah.
So again, I'm not saying that there isn't people that have been waiting longer than 6 days. What we can tell you is we're tracking it very closely and we're about 6 business days behind. So, you know, call it a week behind. So we, again, appreciate your patience. We also remind you that if you hire landscapers or anybody cutting trees, that is not allowed, that is not supposed to be picked up. And if you're renovating and you put debris out front, that's not supposed to be picked up. So that slows us down as well. So we're basically at about triple what we normally would be. And so we're going time and a half. We're going as hard as we can. That's what I can promise you. We aren't sitting on our hands saying we're not worried about it. So we appreciate your patience and forgiveness on that. But I can certainly tell you that we are on it as aggressively as we possibly can be with every body that we have to get that all picked up.
All right. Like I'm 5, explain to me the Fricker Center, where we're at, how we got here, and what we're doing.
Yeah, well, Fricker Center is a $10 million renovation that will be the second senior center ever in the city, official senior center. Bayview has been, you know, it's probably been, what, 40, 50 years or something like that since we've put in Bayview. In the first on the west side of the city, there'll also be a career opportunity there. There's going to be some health opportunity partnership with Baptist Hospital, really, truly making it a community center. So a $10 million facility, grant funded, 2 different grants actually, will be storm hardened as well. And what will happen is basically all the classes are going to be out, the seniors, the school stuff will be out by the end of May, and then construction will begin. So and the hope will be to reopen in late spring of 27. But I wanted to make the point that we have contacted parents, seniors, everybody's well aware of this, and we want to make sure that there's no possible way that information could slip through the cracks, and we're helping people get over to other classes at Woodland Heights, at Cobb, et cetera. So we're being very proactive in making sure people have what they need during this downtime. But of course, we're very, very excited about having the biggest investment in a community center that we've ever had and doing it on a side of the city that hasn't historically seen that type of investment.
I said I think it was the last thing, but this is actually, before we get to the lightning round, probably going to be the last thing. I'm not going to make you be the bad guy to say it. I'll be the bad guy to say it. Amtrak is never coming to Pensacola. It keeps coming up. You know, I've lived here since 2014. We periodically get this, you know, Amtrak is coming to Pensacola or whatever. It's never going to come here. It doesn't make sense. The money doesn't make sense. The ridership doesn't make sense. Mobile actively wanted to prevent it from happening. They didn't need to. It's never going to happen. I know you keep getting asked about it, and every once in a while somebody gets a burr and they ask, but you can feel free to just be silent if you don't want to disagree with me about anything. But no. your comments, you know, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, quick version is if the hundreds of millions of dollars are made available by the federal government for rail, which isn't completely out of the norm, but a lot of that money goes to the Northeast, as you can imagine, things like that. If that money becomes available, we are certainly at the ready. That's what I would tell you. But this is not going to be something that's dictated grassroots from the mayor or the city council or the county commission or anything like that. To fund something like this, we are talking a massive investment, more than our two budgets combined, to make it happen. So if we can do it, we're ready. We'll always have that train station ready to go, even if we put someone in there. But we really have to be waiting on other news to take place, other dominoes to fall before that really becomes something here.
So I've lied to you three times now. Last thing before the lightning round. This is the anniversary of the flood of 2014. You know, major flooding on Palafox, major flooding on Brent, major flooding from the airport. Piedmont blew up because of it. The scenic, all of these things. I always like to remind people that since then, the city and the county have done tremendous work to improve stormwater mitigation. We got projects going on Main Street right now that's being done. Palafox is in the process of being done. First time ever we're going to actually have storm drains down there. ECUA and or the city and or the county have done immense work, and we haven't seen that kind of rain again. But also, even at Sally, it wasn't nearly as bad as it had been during the flood, right?
That's right, and that is our benchmark. Every time we talk about one of these transformational stormwater projects, Hollis T. Williams, Main Street, all of these, that is the benchmark. That's what we point to and say, like, that really can't happen again. Right. And you know what? To give credit to our citizens as well, when we poll, what do you care about? There aren't a lot of cities that rank stormwater as high as we do, and I know it's from that 2014 flood, because it became so real to people, and something you thought you'd never see. So our citizens have advocated for it since then as well. That makes it a little easier on the government side to get these things done.
All right, the lightning round finally, after many delays, always get to. First question, what's the tackiest lawn ornament, decor, or landscaping element that you see people have in their yards?
Oh, I thought you were going to say mine. I was like, man, I'm just trying to keep up with my yard. probably other political opponent signs probably be my
guess. That's a crafty answer, non-answer. Well done. Well done. All right. What TV show would you like to go back and rewatch? But maybe it's daunting because there's so many episodes. But what TV show would you've watched it all, but you'd like to see it again?
Breaking Bad, for sure.
Oh.
I think that's one of the best of all time. But it's just too many seasons. To,
it's long,
I can't make that
kind
of commitment.
I actually just watched it for the first time recently myself. Last one is in the movie Demolition Man. I don't know if you've seen it. Taco Bell wins the franchise wars. If you had to predict a restaurant or service, if you want to think of it that way, that would win the franchise wars and be the only restaurant in the future, which one would it be and why?
Well, I haven't seen it, but I do know this answer, which is Waffle House, of course. It's open all the time. It's got more longevity than anybody else. 24/7, 365. You can't question endurance or stamina. I think that's an easy answer.
They probably could get FEMA funding, you know, for expansion, as they are part of the
that's
early
right.
warning network of real danger. So, okay, a good answer. All right.
That's right.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, always a pleasure, sir. We look forward to talking again next week. Thank you, as always, for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andrew.